Speculations have been rife in the past few weeks, but not conclusive on his political future. Now the 2008 presidential candidate of the CPP, Dr. Pakwe Sindum, has thrown the bombshell. The bombshell is that Dr. Ndum will not contest the 2012 presidential election on the ticket of the CPP. He says he's going to form a new political party, which will be launched in the next 2 months. Announcing this to journalists in Accra, Dr. Ndum said he has resolved to work with like-minded men and women from all over the country who help him to achieve his presidential ambition in 2012.
I do not engage in politics of insults, acts of violence, or disrespectful behavior. I believe that public service is an honorable duty that should be performed with passion and, yes, with vim. I am here this morning to declare my resolve to work with like-minded men and women from all over the country to form a very focused, vibrant, independent-minded and progressive political movement to contest the 2012 presidential and parliamentary elections. It will be difficult, we know, but we are prepared to do everything possible to give Ghanaians an alternative that is progressive and different in a very positive way. All of this means that when the Convention People's Party opens its nominations next month to elect a presidential candidate, I will not participate in that process. In all human endeavors, it is important to know when to change course to obtain a positive result. I wish the CPP well as it seeks to chart the course announced by its new leadership. For me, this is the time to look forward, and forward only, to a new and different political order.
Dr. Pakwesi Ndum, our reporter at the press conference, Ben Ejibwating, has just joined me in the studio. So, Ben, what was the atmosphere at the press conference like?
It was a well-packed press center. It was well-attended with lots of individuals having the expectations met at the end of the conference.
Do you remember seeing any CPP bigwigs there?
I can't recall seeing any bigwigs, but it was well attended. That's all I can say.
And can you tell us more about the formation of the new party?
Well, according to Dr. Pakwesi Ndum, in the next 2 months, at the national convention, they will formally inaugurate this movement. And this political movement will evolve into a political party, and they will contest the 2012 elections with the other political parties we have in the country.
What were some of the issues which came up during the question and answer segment?
Okay, Dr. Pakwesi Ndum did not give the pressmen the opportunity for him to be questioned, but when he was speaking to the pressmen present at the center, he highlighted some issues for us all to understand, and that this movement is not selling any ideological mission to the Ghanaian people, and that they are pragmatists. They will actually want to feed Ghanaians or give Ghanaians a place to live, and then give Ghanaians safe roads and good health. In fact, that is all that he highlighted, and so he calls on all other Ghanaians to come together so they help him with this new political movement.
Thank you, Ben Ejibwating. You heard our reporter at Dr. Ndum's press conference. Ben Ejibwating, thank you. The CPP says it's not surprised at the announcement of Dr. Pakwesi Ndum's decision not to contest on the party's ticket. The General Secretary of the party, Ivor Greenstreet, says the executive have mechanisms in place to forestall any problems its decision might cause. He said Dr. Ndum on a number of occasions made it clear that if things did not go as he wanted, he'd resign. Mr. Greenstreet pointed out that by this decision, Dr. Ndum has automatically revoked his membership of the CPP. He spoke to Gloria Anderson.
Both party persons within the party and within the general public, throughout the whole of Ghana, would have known that something has been going on in the CPP of recent dates. So I don't think in the end it comes as too much of a surprise. At the end of the day, Dr. Ndum joined the Convention People's Party with his own free will, and therefore, in democracy, should he decide to leave, it is also with his own free will.
Looking at what has been happening in the party lately, did the party anticipate that this is going to happen?
I think even during the contest prior to the recent National Congress that was held in September at the Great Fair site. Dr. Indom was supporting certain personalities and made it clear in certain regions that if they did not win, he would advise himself or he may not contest or may resign. So even within the party, he had made it clear that if things weren't in the way that he wanted them to be, that it was likely that there would be problems, and these problems have manifested themselves in the fact that he has decided to leave.
You are not surprised at all at the turn of events?
Well, clearly, if you join a political party and you spend some time and effort in that political party and you become even a presidential candidate of that political party, if you later then suggest that the party vehicle is weak, if you then later suggest that persons may be going solo and will be on the ballot paper irrespective of what happens at a party congress, then eventually if that same person decides that he or she is leaving, should not come as a surprise to you.
How damaging will this be to the party, especially as he's a financial heavyweight?
In the short, medium and longer term, different things will happen. I'm sure in the short term, there may be other persons within the party who decide to follow him, and to be orchestrated as a series of resignations or defections or something along those lines. But I think in the medium term, the party under the new chairman has an agenda to represent the youth. And at the end of the day, we all know how big the CPP is in terms of its brand name. It existed during the time of Kwame Nkrumah. It has existed for many years. It will exist long after Dr. Indom and Mr. Greenstreet. And it's a party that represents the hopes and aspirations of the ordinary Ghanaian and the African. And we believe that this is something that is great and will continue over a long period of time.
The news of forming a new party is likely to cause a division. Do you have mechanisms in place to ensure that it does not cause any serious trouble in the party?
I mean, I think that in the short period in which we have held democracy since 1992, there have been individuals or groups of individuals who have tried to go off on their own to form political groupings, and we have all been witnesses to what they have achieved. That does not mean that there is not a first time for everything. And clearly, you know, as a party, we have to remain focused, and those who are committed to the party on the basis of the ideas and what the party represents rather than on the basis of individuals, then I think we can make significant progress and continue to grow. Our focus has always been on trying to increase our representation in Parliament, and hopefully this now will give us an opportunity to identify some very, very serious parliamentarians in the various different regions and give them our full support to try and increase our representation in the legislature.
You heard General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, talking to Gloria Anderson. A pollster, Ben Essen, says he's surprised at Dr. Ndum's decision and thinks setting up a party and contesting the 2012 election will be difficult. He says Dr. Ndum can't set up the party and ensure that all the structures are in place, but must forget contesting the 2012 elections under his new party. Ben Essen spoke to Gloria Anderson.
I'm a bit surprised. You know, given the time frame, you have effectively 10 months, because this year is virtually run out. Elections should be on December 7th, 2012. You have 11 months. So, and the first week, 2 weeks of January is gone. So, 10 months to set a political party campaign, it's a tough call. Maybe if I were him, to consider a political party and decide not to run for 2012, Bulldogs maybe move forward and look to contest 2012. That is going to run on 2012 on the new ticket. It's going to be a very tough call.
What will be the effect of his decision on the CPP, considering that he's financial heavyweight in the party?
Well, I'm sure others will chip in. Maybe his presence would have driven others out. One thing which is clear is that nobody is bigger than any political party, no political, no individual. So I'm sure others too will chip in, and that is it.
His performance in elections he has contested, it's not been very encouraging. Do you think that forming a new party would give him that number of votes he needs to win?
I'll be very surprised. But this is politics, and this is my personal view. I don't think that he performed better than he did with CPP if he contests 2012.
How can he overcome all the challenges that he will be faced with if indeed he wants to contest the 2012 elections on a new party?
Oh, he has challenges, and I'm sure he's an experienced politician. Having gone from assembly person to member of parliament for a second, I'm sure he would have thought through it. because there are a lot of work ahead for him and his new party.
If you are given the opportunity to give an advice, what would be your advice to him as a pollster?
A party, but our advice is not to contest 2012 on that party. So look ahead to maybe 2016.
Pollster Ben Efson talking to Gloria Anderson on Dr. Andum's decision to contest the 2012 election under a new party. The resignation of Dr. Pakwesi Ndum from the CPP to form a new political party has been received with surprise in the Ashanti region. Our correspondent Thomas Nsueje says a few minutes after the announcement, some CPP loyalists described the news as shocking. Why are these CPP members shocked at this decision by Dr. Pakwesi Ndum, since a lot of people could see it clearly?
Yes, first place, they see Pakwesi Ndum as a stalwart in the CPP group who they cannot under any circumstances do without him. So it's unfortunate that at this crucial moment, when they need him more than ever before, for him to take such a decision which they think shouldn't have come now. To quote him, the immediate past regional chairman of the CPP, SK Danso, popularly called Antiakos, he said he was not shocked because of some of the treatment that some executives of the PRT have been given to Pakwesi Ndum of late. But that is not to say he should rush to take such a decision which may not be in the interest of the party and he himself, because it's not likely that his withdrawal from the party to form a new political party could win him any good results when he decides to go solo and contest the upcoming general elections as an independent presidential candidate, which he said can disorganize Pakwesi's political future. But I think to him, he has no alternative than to take such a rash decision now.
So what are they expecting to happen next, at least from the party?
Yes, others that I spoke with said, well, it's politics. Political decisions can be taken at any given time. So they said now that he has opted out, they have to think of alternatives to get, if they can get a replacement, because they see Pakwesi Ndum as a financier of the party, whose rule will be difficult for anybody to take it over within the next year or two. But however, that is the decision he has decided to take. So the party will reorganize itself so that the vacuum that has been created can be filled.
Thank you, Ashanti Regional Correspondent Thomas Nsueje. Dr. Ndum is a household name in Ghana. In this write-up, George Ankra brings the profile of Dr. Pakwesi Ndum and his foremost ambition in politics.
Dr. Pakwesi Ndum, according to the records, is an ordinary boy born in Elmina, a leading fishing and historical town in the central region. His father and mother were both teachers. Dr. Ndum stresses that there was no silver spoon in his mouth. It was hard work, formal education and determination that brought him where he is today. According to Dr. Ndum, he is motivated to seek the mandate of Ghanaians to become president of the republic to serve. He lives by family values and is married with four adult children who by their own hard work are shaping their own personal destinies. The question is, what is Dr. Ndum looking for in politics? His response is that he is a real alternative to the NDC and the NPP. He believes the problems encountered by the CPP, PNC, GCPP and the other parties are similar. He only wants an alternative movement that is independent of the NDC and the NPP to occupy the vacuum being created on the Ghanaian political landscape. Dr. Ndum says he believes in inclusiveness. If he becomes president, he will use the best men and women available from within and without parliament, without regard to ethnic, religious or political affiliation, to get the best results for Ghanaians in the shortest possible time. Dr. Ndum says he is against the winner-takes-all approach to politics. As president, He will cooperate, collaborate, and forge an effective partnership with Parliament to ensure agreement on urgent agenda for accelerated development. He believes the administration and governance system is based on the executive form of government and not a parliamentary system. Dr. Indum will therefore meet regularly with the majority and minority leaders in Parliament to ensure greater cooperation and understanding on what is to be done to push Ghana to greater heights. Dr. Indum regards himself as a human being who makes mistakes sometimes. Given the opportunity, he works hard to correct such mistakes. As a Catholic, he believes and practices his faith and is also tolerant of other beliefs. As to whether Dr. Indum's ambition will yield him dividend, only time will tell.
George Ankra on a profile of Dr. Parkwis Indum.